The Goulburn Valley's 95.3. It's Triple M. And it's Brekkie with Shawnee doing it for the Shep RSL. Plenty of raffles happening at the Shep RSL. Thursday nights, Friday nights, even Saturday mornings, you can score yourself a Christmas ham. Christmas not far away, tell you what. It's our second last Crime Watch for the year. We've got one more next week, but let's focus on this week. We have Detective Senior Sergeant Will Watkins in the chair. Good morning, Will.
Morning, Shawnee.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm going well, thanks.
That's the way. Now, we're going to focus on something a little bit different today because it's very relevant and it fits in with you guys. It fits in with other authorities as well. We're going to talk about fires.
We are.
Now, I'll just get to move that mic a little bit closer there. There we go. It's coming up 10 years next year, and a lot of people can remember where they were Black Saturday.
Yeah, horrible day. Horrible day now.
Saturday, February the 7th. Look, I was living in England at the time, and I remember it was bucketing down snow, and people coming out to me saying, are your Australian friends okay? And I was like, what are you talking about? Then I realised how bad this event was. I'm sure it's the same for you. You can remember where you were. You were probably involved yourself.
Yeah, I was. I set up the police operations centre in response to it. So, look, it's a horrible memory that we all share. And if anyone out there is suffering, of course, we've got the 10-year anniversary coming up next year, 2019. Mm. So there are a lot of people that have a lot of bad memories, a lot of issues that they're dealing with. So if anyone is coming up to that time, they feel that they need help, seek help.
It's out there?
Yeah, it really is.
Okay, and what about locally with fires? You and I having a bit of a yarn off air. There's been a few, and it's disappointing because they're not, they're deliberate.
They are. Look, we've got, I think we spoke a couple of weeks ago, we had a discussion about motorbikes and spark arresters.
That's right. Yeah. Imported bikes,
yeah,
they were.
Yeah, so that was a small problem, and the DELP were onto that. So
cool.
And we're focused, of course, on crime. So at the moment, we've had a few more fires lit. We had a couple in the causeway over at, in between Shepparton and Maroopna.
Yeah,
at
Myway. Yeah.
But more recently, the worrying thing is we've had several in the Dookie area. Now, we're appealing for public help, as we always do. Dookie's a small town. People. The beauty about small towns is people know each other and they know when someone who shouldn't be in the area is in the area. Now, what I'd like the fine citizens of Dookie...
Yep, and they're listening right now. Yep.
...to focus on is to just cast their mind beyond the strangers. It may be one of their locals. I'm not saying it is, but it may be. We've got This behaviour is abhorrent. It puts so many people, their lives at risk, the property damage, it just...
And livestock, everything.
As we just said, Black Saturday, the smallest ignition can just exacerbate into something catastrophic. So, all those citizens could just turn their mind to maybe not the stranger, but maybe someone that is out of their norm, someone that might be in the area that isn't normally in that area, just something that's perhaps a little bit different that they could focus on and let us know.
What is in, say, like behavioural changes with locals? Is that what you're saying, maybe?
Or? Not necessarily behavioural changes, but like old Jimmy Smith down the road, he's got his John Deere tractor zooming around. He knows who's driving up and down that road.
Okay.
And then there might be someone that drives every morning at 8 o'clock, but all of a sudden he sees him at 10 o'clock. That's out of the ordinary. He knows him. He knows who he is. But if it's out of the ordinary, we need to know.
Cool. And if they see something out of the ordinary, are they just ringing the local police number, or are they calling Triple O or Crime Stoppers? What are they doing?
Either or. So the local detectives, they'll jump on this straight away if they get the information, but they need the information.
Mm-hmm.
You can ring up Triple O. You can, especially if it's something significantly suspicious.
Yep.
If it's just something that you think, well, maybe that needs a little bit more attention, ring the local police, ring Triple O, ring Crime Stoppers.
And you can remain anonymous if you choose to?
Of course you can, yeah.
Okay. Does crime, I think we might have touched on this, talking to Detective Senior Sergeant Will Watkins here on Triple M for Crime Watch. Will, does crime increase over Christmas? We may have touched on this a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, look, if I just go back, sorry, Shawnee.
Sorry, mate. Go.
With the Dookie incident, we do have a vehicle that may be involved, and we've identified it's a male in a white Ute or a Hilux or something. So we're not saying that this person is the offender. We're saying this person can assist us with our inquiries.
Right.
So we don't...
Great.
So all these little pieces just get put together, and if we can get that information, it might just help us. We're certainly concerned.
That's definitely worth backpedalling for. Yeah, no worries at all. No.
So, back to your Christmas time. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, look, it does. I mean, we might have touched on this a couple of weeks ago. It does. Traditionally, stats do go up. Crime does increase.
It's more behavioural.
Drinking. Yeah,
behavioural offences.
Yep.
And it's just that time when everyone wants to be happy, wants to be with their family. It's a great time of the year. I love Christmas.
Yeah, who doesn't?
But, look, unfortunately, there are those that perhaps are lacking in the ability to control their some of their inhibitions, and alcohol certainly does loosen some people to such an extent that poor behaviour is apparent.
They take more risks. They be a little bit.
So we need to curb silly. That. Just think about everyone, not just yourself.
All right, if you've got any information, you can get onto 000 or Crime Stoppers. If you want to remain anonymous, you can do that as well in terms of the fires that have been happening between Shep and Maroopna on the causeway there, and also the local, the Dookie fires as well. If you've got any information, please get in touch with local authorities. Been talking to Detective Senior Sergeant Will Watkins. That wraps up Crime Watch on your Wednesday morning here in 000. Thanks, Will.
Good on you, Shawnee.